You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The government has just announced a deal with one of the world's biggest companies, Amazon. The deal gives Amazon hundreds of millions of dollars in subsidies for the TV series the company is producing in Aotearoa. The government's screen production grant already gives Amazon a 20% subsidy grant, but their memorandum of understanding will give Amazon an extra 5%. Amazon is expected to spend about $650 million on the show's first season, making it eligible for over $160 million in subsidies. Stuart Nash, Minister for Economic Development and Tourism, told Mike Hosking he was excited about the deal.
That's $650 million into our economy just to start. They're employing a whole lot of Kiwis at the moment, about 1,200 on set, an extra 700. An innovation partnership. So they've said that they'll look to build a bigger relationship with New Zealand. They'll invite us in innovation summits and all this sort of stuff. So it's a true meeting of the minds, I would say.
The understanding also involves an agreement for Amazon to send a team of senior staff to Aotearoa to look for opportunities. The company will run an innovation program in New Zealand alongside the TV series to build a wider relationship between New Zealand and the Amazon Group. This innovation program will involve research and development of augmented reality and gaming marketing. Additionally, other sectors relevant to filmmaking, including production of drones used for filming and costume design, will be developed. New Zealand's Treasury has described the government's Lord of the Rings taxpayer subsidy as a significant fiscal risk as the scheme is uncapped. Future seasons from Amazon, as well as potential spin-offs of the show, may mean the government will have to subsidise hundreds of millions of dollars. Currently, there is no deal for other branches of Amazon to be set up in New Zealand. However, the deal does reflect the growing power and influence of Amazon around the world. The company's annual revenues are larger than New Zealand's entire economy, and it is owned by the world's richest man, Jeff Bezos. Amazon has previously been criticized for exploiting low-paid workers and suppressing union organizations in their factories. Workers allegedly have few breaks, unsafe work conditions, and are fired if they miss strict targets. The growing relationship between the government and Amazon may raise concerns that similar exploitative factories will be brought into New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.